Inside and as she weeds, I sigh, I pine, I grieve, I mourn. My oats and yellow reeds, I now to jet and ebb and turn. My urged eyes like winter skies, my furrowed cheeks o'erflow. All heaven knows why men mourn as I, and who can blame my woe. In sable robes of night, my days of joy apparelled be. My sorrow sees no light, my light through sorrows nothing see. For now my sun his date hath run, and from his sphere doth go to endless bed of foul dead lead, and who can blame my woe? My flocks I now forsake, that senseless sheep my griefs may know, and lilies loath to take, that since his sale presumed to grow. I envy air because it dare still breath, and he not so. Hate earth that doth entomb his youth, and who can blame my woe? Not I, poor lad, alone, alone, how can such sorrows be? Not only men make moan, but more than men make moan with me. The gods of greens, the mountain queens, the fairies circled row, the muses nine, the nymphs divine, and all condole my woe. You awful gods of sky, if shepherds may you question thus, what deity to supply took you this gentle star from us? Is Hermes fled? Is Cupid dead? Doth Sol his seat forego? Or Jove his joy he stole from Troy? Or who hath framed this woe? Did not mine eyes, O heavens, adore your light as well before, but that amidst your seven you fixed have one planet more? You well may raise now double days on this sad earth below. Your powers have won from us a son, and who can blame my woe? At your great hands I ask this boon, which you may easily grant, that till my utmost mask of death I still may moan his want. Since his divine parts with you shine too bright for us below, and earth's sad breast entombs the rest, yet mine entombs his woe. Peace, shepherd, cease to moan, in vain is all this grief and woe. For him that's from us gone, and can, alack, return no more. And yet, indeed, the oaten reed and mirth thou late didst know. I blame thee not, if now forgot, and who can blame thy woe? The breath had once a sound, harmonious is in sighing spent. The temples once were bound with chaplets of a pleasing scent. Now, cypress, wear thy grief and care to all the world to show. The pipe so sweet thy lips ne'er meet, and who can blame thy woe? The murmur of the brooks hath been delightful to thine ear. Much pleasure hast thou took, sweet Philomelus, note to hear, to see that choir from bush to briar leap lightly to and fro. The summer's queen, attired in green, but now 'tis nothing so. To see this queen of flowers, when hoary Hyam's part is done, deck up those summer bowers, defend us from the parching sun. To see the ground embroidered round, and every tree to show. His virid dye hath pleased thine eye, but now 'tis nothing so. Too well I know they sheep at random graze upon the plain. Grief lulls thee now asleep, and now thou wak'st to grieve again. Asleep, awake, for his dear sake, some sign thy sorrows show. No bed of rest can ease thy breast, and who can blame thy woe? No man, the man that knew, for whom our fainting bodies were, these robes of saddest hue, and woes more black embreasted bear, can well forbear to shed a tear. Grief's tide will overflow. Pale sorrow's course hath still some force, then who can blame thy woe? Thy woes I cannot blame, but in thy sorrows bear a part. Yet now to patience frame, and see the salve cures all our smart. This bud is dead, is gone, is fled, but in his place doth grow a flower as fair, as fresh, as rare, and he cures all our woe.